79 of Three Peeps in a Podcast. I am here with the usual two. Say hello.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night.
Time's in.
We are in the dining room in the Emerson's Green studio. And we are going to talk about a series of things today.
If we can think of something.
We're not sure what yet. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all drawing a blank, but I'm sure the conversation will come freely. First of all, we just want to go through what we've been doing lately. I'll start. Ooh. I had a lovely long weekend.
Yes.
Friday and Monday off, obviously.
Everyone did.
Good Friday, Easter Monday, whatever you want to label it.
Saturday. I also had Mondays off, so I felt a bit cheated.
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
With I don't know. But it didn't feel right me going back on the Tuesday.
Yeah, so could you like have the Tuesday off?
No.
Or are you on like a part-time basis now, so you don't work Monday? It's not you've got every Monday off, it's you just don't work Mondays.
I don't work Mondays, mate. Right, okay. Don't work Mondays.
So yeah, so what you should have done is not work Fridays.
No, because no. A...
Because there's never a bank holiday Friday apart from the one just gone.
No, I discussed this.
Or Tuesday.
Today.
But A...
You would always choose to take Mondays off. Blue Monday, isn't it?
Yeah. But A...
Go on. You enjoy Fridays because you go to the pub.
They did say that it's Friday, they couldn't let me do it.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't go into that. I wouldn't even ask it on Friday, so I don't know why you even said it.
Yeah.
And plus, yeah, Fridays are your pub day.
Your socials.
Dressing down day, even though every day is now your dressing down.
Sure. So how about midweek, like a Wednesday, but then I guess you couldn't have long weekends...
Basically, a Monday, Kristen's at work. So I get the day
tactical,
to myself.
Tactical.
Yes.
Absolutely fabulous.
I would probably choose a Monday. Oh, sorry, this out of table. I would choose a Monday, but someone I sit by and work, she has a Wednesday off. So it's quite good. You come in for 2 days, have one day off, come in for 2 days, have 2 days off.
It's quite nice having that.
Long weekend.
Sometimes you have a feeling on a Sunday that might happen, then you might have a few drinks on a Sunday.
Mm. Yeah.
You can do that.
Oh, I'd take especially coming
into the winter.
It's all drink related. It's all drink related.
Oh, it's got to be.
Alcoholic.
It's got to be.
Yeah, so Friday was football, Monday was football. Both were rubbish. However, Sunday night, I went to stay at the Avon Gorge Hotel, now called Hotel Devon.
Got married there.
Yep. What, did you get married there as well?
That
was right. Oh, it was a civil ceremony.
Oh, crush you.
But yes, it was a really good deal, actually. It was £95 bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
And £25 for three courses in the Hotel Duval on the evening, which was very nice.
Yeah.
But the price of the drinks was quite a lot.
Would you say extortionate?
Yeah.
So it's not called the White Lion anymore.
There's the White Lion pub.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the adjoining hotel... used to be called the Avon Gorge Hotel.
Now
it is Hotel
Duval. But it's still the White Lion, is it?
Still the White Lion.
So it's Hotel Duval, and it sounds like you're going to whine on about prices.
Yes. Actually, I did drink wine, red
did
wine.
You?
Yeah. Lovely drop.
You quaff it?
Yes.
How much is it per pint? Not wine, obviously.
A pint was £4.95,
I think. That's still cheaper than it.
Yeah. For a beer,
that's still cheaper than a hen and chicken.
Can we just really?
Which is £5 a pint, yes.
But my wife was drinking gin and tonic, which was about £9.20.
Fucking ridiculous.
No need for that. But there was. No, the prices.
That's a normal serving. That ain't like a double.
No, a single.
There's no need.
Just to clarify, your language is acceptable. the prices are not.
There's no need to charge that much.
No.
Yeah.
It annoys me how Bristol. Even £5 you almost accept as a price for a pint now.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
How much? When, I know you're 10 years old and you don't look it, but when we started drinking, less than £2.
Pound a pint in Barclays.
Well, I definitely, and
you know, I know it's probably the best view of in Bristol when you're on the
it's not
the back
£5.
Promenade.
And I just add
that, £9 a pint.
That my hotel did overlook the bridge. My hotel room, I should say.
Sure, sure.
Your hotel.
Yeah, that was very nice. And actually, on the morning, I drank a lot that day from like 4 till 12. But on the morning, I actually felt all right.
Spread out, isn't it? Spread out.
Sporadical spread.
Sierra, isn't it?
Me and young Dan went for a walk across the bridge.
Nice.
Yeah, in the morning, breath of fresh air.
What was he? What petrol station? No, what was the occasion, if any, if we're allowed to ask?
I know exactly what it was.
It was a friend, My Style Memoirs on Instagram, Sarah Farmer.
Her 40th.
Big 40.
Really?
Yes.
Doesn't look it.
First of the group to splash hit the big 40.
Oh, happy birthday. Wow. I'm not... There's no issue. It's just a number, but I'm not looking forward to it.
What are you worried about?
I'm 48.
I know, and you look younger than me.
But are you worried about 50?
I can give a shit. I'd rather reach it than not reach it.
Without getting too serious, I do fear old age.
What annoys, I've got two little, thing, so. Two little things that annoy me about
getting
being,
old.
No, not getting old, but being the older person in my office, say, of certain people.
And in this table.
Yeah, but when people say, oh, old granddad, I wasn't born 48. I have been their age.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I wasn't just born old.
Yeah.
So they're like, say, 35. I have been 35. I have lived for that.
Mm.
And like, and the second thing, surely it's better to reach it than not reach it, isn't it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
So
yeah.
That's why people say happy birthday.
Yes.
Isn't it?
But I have been young.
Not sad. It's not sad birthday.
No.
Sad birthday.
All these people are young now, making fun of me being old. I have been young when they were unborn.
And you've had a bloody good run at it, haven't you?
Oh, I've got a great
image. You say to them, when you get to 47, yeah?
Come back to me.
48. You send me a photo, yeah?
Well, pick it this way.
Which looks youngest.
Pick it this way. When I was mid-20s, we don't have no shit music. I don't have fucking Brexit hanging over my head. We don't have reality TV shit.
Yeah. Just whilst we're on that subject.
Reality TV shit.
Do you know what happened 25 years ago today?
Today, I probably read about it.
Mike, any guesses?
I do know it. So 1990...
Rich, you should very much know this.
Oh, okay.
25 years ago.
Is it Liverpool City?
No, that was 1994. 25 years ago today. Is it sport related?
Ooh.
Is it tech related?
It is not.
Can we just clarify what a year is? 25 years ago.
Film quite.
No.
2019.
Oh, Park Life was released.
Correct.
Oh.
Get in.
He's got it. He's got it. 25 years since Park Life.
Exactly.
Oh, so it was on a piece of paper, which...
Well, I wrote.
Well, I didn't read that.
He didn't. You can't read that. You can't read my scribble, I'm sure.
Not without his reading. Oh, no, my cough started.
Another...
Sorry. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Another quick highlight for you that you'll enjoy.
Yes.
From Sunday.
Food-based, yeah.
Was that we visited my parents and gave them the gift of an Easter egg.
Yes.
And as I left, my mother said... Thanks for the Easter egg. What are you trying to do? Make us fat like you?
Nice.
All right. That's the sort of attitude that we've got going on there.
So they love Julian now because he's thin as a rake.
Yeah. Why can't you be thin like your brother? Yeah, that's basically what they're saying.
Classic, you did try and get thin, didn't you? What happened? Yeah. Were running like 3K every day? No.
I think I'm still doing the running, but I'm still eating...
Extras.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know about you, but when I go for a big run, I then eat twice as much.
Yeah, do you think you've...
Well, no, I'm just really hungry.
Oh, right.
Because you're worth it.
Yeah.
I sometimes do it where I lose a bit of weight and I think, well, that ain't going to hurt, is it? I can lose it again next week.
If you lose weight, you think, oh, I treat myself now.
Yeah.
I'll have a whole cake.
When I was really losing weight, like I got down to probably my wedding weight, which is about 16 and a half stone. I am 6'5".
Wide.
I literally was being so like careful. And then I ate a donut and I put like £2 on straight away.
It's easy,
You said that you exercise a lot and...
Is there anything...
Eat what you want, is that what you said? Or
pretty much.
Yeah, I'm kind of the opposite at the moment because I'm trying to lose weight. I think I might have lost about half a stone in the last week or so.
Go on.
But but you can't tell. You can't tell by looking at me because I'm still humongous. Sorry, it's a bit loud. but if I go
what
the
opposite,
I go the opposite
way. Lost that in a week?
I haven't exercised a lot. week, 2 weeks maybe.
Mm.
And I don't know because... To show I've lost a stone, half a stone-ish.
Half a stone.
I am on the scales at home in my pantyhose, whereas my initial weigh-in was with minimal clothes.
You took less clothes off, isn't it?
No, but I had no shoes or anything, nothing heavy in my pockets, but I was using the scales at boots, so I always use that because that's a standard.
You might get arrested if you...
It got my ding-dongs out.
So what have you been doing to lose said weight?
Well,
but I think
in a sense, starvation.
Starvation.
But like I've always said, somebody who's like big like you are,
go on.
Just one little life change, you will shed a lot of weight straight away.
Yeah, but as I said the other day,
because when you get to a certain weight, you can't lose it unless you.
Yeah, I am concerned. I mean, I'm not going to say my weight. No one needs to know that. But when you see these people, which are 28, 30 plus stone, how do you come back from that? That is difficult.
You can.
Oh, you can. And people do.
Yeah.
And
DDP yoga. I watch a few of his videos. All right.
I think you need something to happen to spark your mind to think, shit, I need to lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, but... I've lost a bit of weight and I think...
You haven't been starving yourself. What have you been
doing?
Smaller portion control?
I haven't been starving myself, but then I got off the bus tonight. I was in Tesco because I had, for lunch, I had prawns and... rocket and cucumber, so it's quite healthy.
Like a prawn salad.
If you want to clarify the ingredients for people that for fact fans.
For people that want to lose weight.
Yes. I want to see how many calories were in the prawns. For half a pack it was 60 calories, so that's 120 calories.
Mm-hmm.
And the the salad will have nothing pretty much. So that's 120. And for breakfast I had I do most days a protein shake. I've got that kind of set
quite a lot
in stone.
In there. Quite a lot of calories.
Well,
in there.
I don't have a milky one. No way.
Isn't protein shakes more like for your weightlifter slash?
Well, interesting concept.
Does it have porridge and some raisins?
Yeah,
and raisins, no, blueberries, and raspberries.
I'd love to explain to you. So I, so I have coconut milk.
Is that any good?
Yeah, I'll be honest. Why do I say I'll be honest? I'm not going to lie to you. I'll be honest. I don't have it. I don't think I'm, lactose intolerant or anything, but I'm happy to make a change. I have coconut milk is my favourite one. I buy the Innocent brand.
So it's not, instead of milk, water?
No, because, I mean, coconut milk, I buy Innocent.
You can buy coconut water, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. But coconut milk, I buy the Innocent brand, who make the smoothies and stuff.
Yeah.
Quite expensive, about £2 a bottle, but I bought it when it's half price, I think. I mean, Alpro is not too bad. Initially, I thought it was full of fillers and stuff, but...
Fillers. Oh.
But it's got added vitamins like a lot of foods sadly do. It should have the stuff anyway.
Fresh.
But so I have, so it's mostly water with coconut milk. Have some of that. Have a whole banana. Have, if I want to put any things in, like some...
Any
supplements?
You've amended your diet.
Let me finish.
I asked a specific question. What have you been doing to lose the weight?
Cut down on food.
Thank you.
Okay, see you next week. try and explain.
Going through all the ingredients of every food, but...
People might be interested.
Well, if they are, get in touch.
Why do I bother? Why do I come on this podcast?
Have you been doing any additional exercise?
Absolute idiot. No.
But so that...
What have I been up to?
Hang on, let's just finish this. I saw someone sent me something earlier that you can get paid for doing extra steps. I think it was called Step Coin, but like Bitcoin, for example.
Yeah, but they're insurance companies, aren't they?
Vitality Health or something.
Yeah,
something
like that.
Yeah. So
a little dog that walks along the Everett and the friendly foot pitches.
Just do your 10,000 steps a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll come flying off.
Yeah. Okay.
I close my rings already.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Rich, what have you been up to?
I have been up to.
You're in time.
went out after the Wigan game for my birthday. A few jars on Rough Street. Your bookshop. No, bookshop.
Wigan game.
Wigan tool.
That was ages ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've done it for ages, haven't
we? Yes, 2 weeks ago.
Have we?
Yes.
Right, I might say that. All right. Went to darts last Thursday in Cardiff.
Oh, yes. No, I'd like to know about this.
Dressed as the shit Avengers.
Yeah.
I think I showed you a few photos, didn't I?
Mm, yeah, okay.
What?
It was great. Yeah, really good.
But they were a shit version.
I'd have preferred you to go as the actual Hulk, not the Bruce Banner. Oh, that you actually called the shit Avengers.
Yeah.
Right.
So I went to Dr. David Banner.
Yeah.
I had half a green head.
Mm.
So obviously...
You started getting angry.
I started getting angry, but I malfunctioned.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get angry.
Yeah.
Didn't actually watch the darts. Just went to the Murder Point Arena, straight upstairs to the bar, and drank.
Why don't you just go out dressed as that in Bristol, then?
Because some of them the idea was to get to the darts, but me and my mate Jack, we just couldn't bother it.
Yeah.
Went to Cheddar Woods for the bank holiday weekend.
What, stayed there?
Yeah, in the lodges. It was very nice. Kids enjoyed it in the swimming pool.
Stayed there one New Year.
The weather was amazing. The weather was brilliant, so you couldn't fault it. Sat out drinking and eating.
Pool's really nice, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, very deep. No. It was very kid-friendly.
Yeah, it was good.
Done a bit of archery.
Mm-hmm.
Could always done the wall climbing and the water scooter things. You know, hang on, it drags you for the water.
But water skiing?
Water scooters. So in the swimming pool, you've got like a thing you hang on to.
Yeah.
With propellers on it. And it pulls you through the water.
Good.
It was quite tiring because we went to darts on a Thursday afternoon. Mm. Right, train across to Cardiff. Went out in Cardiff, watched the darts. Stayed over in the Travelodge. Because on the Friday, the Severn Tunnel was shut. We had to get up early, get the National Express coach back to Bristol bus station.
Blimey.
Walked to the V-Shed on the waterfront.
Yeah.
Had a breakfast there and Wetherspoons. Walked then to the Hen and Chicken. Had a pint there. Watched the game, because it's 12 o'clock kickoff, wasn't it?
Mm.
And then after the game, me and Nigel had to walk to the David Lloyd Park and Ride area for Kelly to pick us up to get to Cheddar.
Crikey. Did a few steps then.
Yeah. And then...
Did a walk.
And it was Cara's birthday on Tuesday just gone, Big 11. So.
Happy birthday, Cara. So 11.
That's what I've been up to.
So does that mean she's starting secondary school in, or she started...
September.
Right.
Yeah, so last few weeks.
And how did that go in terms of the school and all that? Did
you I got second choice. No, we didn't get Oldfield. I don't think we were ever going to. I think that was kind of far away. SBR she's going to, which... Not looking forward to it. If it's shit, we just pull out straight away, but she's quite...
Have you ever considered private? Is it something that you would consider or not?
I don't know if it was really us. I don't know. I've got loads of money. I'm still not a changed person.
No, I know, but...
I know. I could send her off to like a little school up on the Downs with a straw hat and a little blazer, but I don't know if that's in her as well.
Okay. Well, some places you've got to go through like a test to get in there.
Entry exams, things like that, and interviews, things like that.
But yeah, I mean, it's an option if you don't think that the... I'm sure SBL school's absolutely fine.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I don't know what it's like these days, but it was certainly all right when I was a lad.
Mine's right when I showed Ryan, so...
Cool.
End day, up to the kid, up to the parents, up to the individual, innit?
Mike, are you okay?
Yep.
he's on a sulcon.
Yeah, he's sulking because I interjected about his coconut water.
Yeah, because it's not the first time you've done that.
Isn't it?
No, not the first time. Everyone does it.
Okay.
Live on air.
Yeah. Mike, Rich.
Stop, mate.
We have got a guest IPA available
here. It reminds me of like when Clive Anderson was interviewing the Bee Gees.
Classic.
They walked off.
Classic interview. I've got an IPA here. It's a Citra Session IPA. Zesty Hoppy Citrus, 4.6%. It is made by... Where is it made?
Is it English?
Oakham. Oakham's Brewing in...
Cheshire?
In...
Or is it Oakham?
Oakham. Yeah, where is it?
I want to say Cheshire. I'm just making that up.
Yeah, we'll go for that.
I'm not getting sued.
No, we'll put the details up. Here we go, Peterborough. Oakham Ales in Peterborough. Yeah, it's got a citrusy flavour. Light gold in colour, bursting with citrus and tropical hop flavours, and sensationally refreshing. All right, so...
Peterborough. That's Asian Durham territory. Cambridge, isn't it, Peterborough?
Pouring it now. Mike, are you joining us on this?
Mm, yep.
Do you want to cheer up?
No.
Cheers.
Cheers, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I do like that.
They do smell the same. They all smell the same, don't they?
I'm really into my fruity IPAs at the moment. You're not much of an IPA drinker, are you, Rich? Would you drink something like this on a night out?
I think I would. I think I need to as well. Because I'm
very much stuck in the cider.
It's Guinness at the minute. Really, I've drank a lot of Guinness recently.
Okay.
Even through the summer.
Is that giving you a lot of iron intake?
I'm strong as an ox.
Yeah.
But I need to get back onto cider because there's only 2 months now until Glastonbury. Unfortunately, Thatcher's are no longer the official cider. It's Mallet.
What, you can't get Thatcher's in Glastonbury?
No, obviously you can take your own, obviously, but the official cider now in all the bars is called Mallet, which is from Shepton Mallet. Just hope they got enough to cater.
It must be a lot cheaper than Thatcher's.
It'd be the same. It'd be £5 again. But I need to taste it to get to know me bearings.
Okay. Do they sell it in any supermarket?
I don't know.
Must do.
But I'm sure it just tastes the same, isn't it? Cider after a while, isn't it?
I'm not used to Thatcher's Gold.
But yeah, if you're on that out.
Yeah. No, it is very nice. Mike, any views?
Nice.
It's going to be an hour, isn't it?
Oh, God. Mike, here's a question for you. Yeah. How do you think the world will end?
Sooner than we want it to.
Okay. But how do you think it'll end?
I don't know.
I think we'll just be burnt up. I just think it with all the factories,
greenhouse
and
gases.
Yeah, I just think we'll just kill it.
But
not in the next 300 years.
You should be all right, shouldn't you?
I'll live out.
Yeah,
but the thing is, it's all about saying the global warming, cut this, producing that. This world is run now by corporations. It's not run by governments because governments are sponsored by corporations. Governments are funded by so. If a big company is funding the government, they're not going to say to that company, oh, you stop making that.
Mm.
It's just...
Well, the,
just gonna keep going, then.
The level of, obviously the level of CO2 has risen dramatically in the last 30, 40 years due to the number of cars on the road. But the hybrid cars and the electric cars are starting to take off.
Why, and everyone can afford to buy one.
Yeah, they're getting cheaper. They're getting much more cost effective.
It's a bit like the Bristol Council policy on homelessness. Build loads of affordable houses.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure homeless people don't have the money to buy even an affordable house.
No.
But electric cars ain't going to take off until you can do a good journey on them. It's like a point going 100 miles then having to find a point, plug up for an hour or so.
That's why I like the hybrid ones, because it switches automatically to electric, you know, when it's cost effective to do so. You've got that gas tank as well.
Petrol tank.
For the long journey, so you haven't got to stop and charge them up like you would if it's a purely electric car.
But I guess each generation are just selfish anyway, aren't we? Because we know we're not gonna.
Has your attitude changed since you had kids about things like recycling and all that?
Well, I recycle anyway. I didn't do it now because I think the kids. I think it's good that we do it. So.
Mm.
I always try and recycle when I can.
And bins are getting smaller.
There's something quite therapeutic about rinsing out a plastic pot and putting it in your bag.
I quite enjoy it. So we've got a recycling box in the kitchen that we put all of the recycling in. And then sort of once every 4 or 5 days, I take said box out and then distribute it evenly amongst the boxes.
I've seen plastics, these things.
Cardboards.
I've seen these things you can buy in the kitchen as well. And they're quite smart looking. I saw it after on probably a YouTube channel.
Mm.
It's like a box as high as a counter, and you put all your food in there, and it turns into
get them in the sink,
like
you?
Peat, like a meat, like a soil.
Yeah, so you get them in the I'm thinking of the what are they called?
Garbage.
Yeah, they go through the sink, and then it just goes out into the drain.
Waste disposal unit.
So yours is actually converted into compost.
Yeah, I've got it, but I've seen some. Yeah, you put your food in, put the tray at the bottom after a few weeks.
Generally, not a lot of food left over when I'm in town.
I do like putting waste food in the proper food waste bin.
Would you put chicken bones in there?
Yeah, I'd put eggshells out of them.
Right, okay, fine. So that was my question. You don't know how the world's going to end or when it's going to end then, Mike, no?
No one's told you?
No, I don't think anyone knows today.
Okay.
Was that part of the quiz?
No, final random question for me. If you had an extra hour each day, what would you do with it?
Probably should sleep, because I don't get enough sleep.
I'd probably work.
Do you think?
I'd spend more time at computer share. Oh, if I happen to work there.
Yeah. Okay. I'd like to
my own company.
You've got the excuse now, being able to walk the dog in that, haven't you?
The dog didn't fucking grab me, does it? It literally reached the bottom of the road as crap and drags me back.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to go out.
Don't grab me. She got out of Kirsten.
Really?
And she got out of all of us, if there's all of us.
Is it because you take them to non, you know, sort of salubrious areas?
Oh, no, I took her to the vet recently because she got bad legs.
Right.
And we obviously didn't take her to the vet because she didn't go out for a walk. And I mentioned it. He said, because she was a rescue dog, so we rehomed her.
Mm.
He thinks it's because it's kind of like programmed into her, because like the first owner, maybe you never took her out. Maybe it's always her.
Mm.
But she, yeah, bottom of the road. She does a few shits.
Blimey.
We've got a bin there as well, so, and she just literally, I try and come on in the skies, go for a walk, and she literally, they're strong dogs, they just literally plant all fours.
They anchor.
I don't say where her actual collar has come off her head, around her neck, and she's run off home.
Really?
Yeah. I'd love to go for a long walk.
What, just by yourself, exploring yourself?
Yeah. But I do like me time. I mean, you've got a wife and two kids, as you know.
Yeah.
You don't get much time to yourself, just to... Like I don't like their company, but sometimes you just want to sit in your own silence.
Absolutely.
That's the sort of thing a woman says. A bit of me time.
Yeah.
It's quite refreshing to hear a man say it.
Yes.
Oh, no, absolutely. I love it.
I just love... I don't wear Mondays. Yeah. Kids are at school.
Yeah.
Kirsten's at work. Still got a dog fucking following me around all the time.
Fuck
yeah. Yeah, she'll walk me in the house. Wherever I go, she's there. But no, I like time. I just... Just do what you want to do, innit? Just, you can just sit silently or just watch what you want to watch or...
You deserve it.
I do deserve it.
Yeah.
What could you do, Patrick? Eat red meat?
No, I think I would probably use it to exercise, probably.
I wish exercising was easier.
Yeah, I absolutely hate going for a run.
I hate it, the whole...
But the feeling afterwards and the feeling when you know you've done it is worth it.
Well, this week I started getting to work about, say, 20 to 8, and I don't start until 8 o'clock, so I go for a 20-minute walk. right. before work.
Okay.
So something.
And with these late mornings.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I actually, it's easier to get up because yeah. it's not dark. And I probably could fit in half an hour run, but I just the and thought of it.
Just go for a walk. Yeah. You can just do it in your work clothes. You don't really, get a sweat,
that,
but
I can't imagine that I would get up and go for a walk.
Just go for a pain, isn't it? Get your headphones on. I carry my bag with me because I've got my laptop in it, so I can yeah. from my car around the local houses.
I am still debating whether to buy some AirPods. I've still not yet got
go
to them because it didn't affect you. But when I put some money aside to buy them. Go to buy them, and then something pops up.
Yeah.
Something crops up.
I won't go for the
case not the wireless the, charging ones. No, no. But I was about to hit send and well, send buy, to buy the AirPods, and they were out of stock.
Is it like when the advert, like adverts you see when just going to buy it, then the washing machine starts leaking?
Yeah,
it's don't buy that. You got.
Yeah, it's very much like that.
It's going quick, quid.
Just built the kids a sandpit in the garden as well, actually, and the cost of a bit. Building the sandpit was less than buying the sand to go in it.
You can build it. Can you just buy one of these plastic things like a turtle?
So we dug a hole in the ground, put the surrounding, and we've got decking. So it's basically decking on top. So decking either side, and then the three or four panels of decking lift up. So it's like a seamless
kitchen to swim pool later on.
Yeah. Not that big. Okay, and you had some random questions, did you, Mike? You still with us?
I hope not one of the questions is what goes into a prawn salad. Because no, I'll know the bloody answer.
What goes into coconut water?
I don't know, I didn't discuss that.
No, go on.
I don't know, I was just watching a TV show the other night. I don't know how much I hate people interrupting me when I try and speak. It happens all the time.
It's like Alan Partridge, isn't it?
No, I'm so turning into...
Bar my car and Nick some...
Yeah.
Mars bar.
You can speak for the next minute. Go. I won't interrupt you.
It is your podcast, so I thank you very much for
please,
that.
Please, carry on.
It's the future of shopping, food shopping. You see people... He's already making faces, for fuck's sake.
Making...
Okay, what's your question?
It's not me, listeners. It's not me.
I've just done two.
Okay.
Go on. Future of online shopping, go.
I didn't say online shopping, huh?
So you think the future is online shopping?
No, but you go food shopping and people are always scanning the stuff themselves and they go and use the self-serve till. Is it just me that realises that you're doing paying, their
yeah.
job?
Yeah, yeah.
You're paying the same prices, if not more, because of shrinkflation, you're paying more.
Yeah, people
and
say,
then you're doing someone's job.
I've seen people say, boycott the self-service because people are losing jobs.
Yeah.
People don't go and check it. Plus, like you say...
And they're shit.
They always cock up.
But
yeah.
You're doing it, so you should pay less. You should get like a discount at that event, shouldn't you?
Yeah, you should be some sort of loyalty scheme where you get a discount at your shop.
Because you are doing...
But you don't. You're paying more because inflation goes up. Prices don't particularly come... Well, yeah, you've got to buy inflation, that's acceptable. But they don't come down because of what you're doing because of they don't have to employ someone extra. The cost doesn't come down. If anything, the costs go up because you get 10% less in size. I saw today.
Because you can go buy an onion, right? Which would be cheaper than if you go and buy a bag of already cut onion for the freezer.
Yeah.
It costs more because.
Oh, yeah, but that's just lazy people, isn't it?
Yeah, buying,
exactly,
it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No one's actually serving your checkout, so you'd be paying that, shouldn't you?
But you got the scanning things. People, it's almost like a fashion there. You pick up a scan and go.
I've never used scan and go.
No, I've never used it, and I never will. But you go to
the
spaghetti.
Is it so you can check you don't get ripped off at the end, is it?
Well,
or do you just plug it in?
You get it delivered, don't you?
No, so you. Right.
No, they walk around, when you walk into Asda,
you've got a little console and you scan piece of spaghetti, a bag of spaghetti, and beep, and that's fine. Go and get the next.
What? And you put it in a trolley.
So every single thing you pick up, you scan it and put it in the trolley.
Yeah.
How that saves you time, I don't know. But I suppose at the end, you just go to a console, put that in, and it's okay. That's £56. Bank, pay for that.
Okay, just cheap. Okay,
that's
massively open to...
That possibly is. I tell you what definitely is. There's another one the other night on TV. It was about the next level of that is more so in convenience shops is on your phone. A Co-op do it in a couple of London shops. No, Manchester shop. You can get a Co-op app and you can scan the things as you go. So I'll get a Quasar on, scan that. And then just log in.
Apple Pay.
For that on your phone. And then just walk out. And the person said, so you, in a sense, could pick anything up and just walk out of it.
Yeah.
And the answer was, yeah, pretty much.
So you could scan like the...
So yeah. You could just get
so you could scan like the own brand of beans.
Yeah.
Which is, which is fine for, I reckon, 75% of the population. But the 25 that will rinse it and cause problems...
Yeah, try your luck.
But I think it'll cause the prices to go up because they have to subsidize the people who are nicking
it. I think people want to push the system and just test it out. Even people that ordinarily wouldn't steal something.
When I go to the Apple store, I want to buy a short lead to my car. You can literally go in, can't you? Scan it and walk out. The receipt gets emailed to you. You still feel as if you need to tell someone. I don't know. You've got like staff looking at you. Not like you're under suspicion.
Mm.
But you still think, is this okay?
I feel like
I'm stealing this.
If you do a scan, you scan your stuff at the kiosk at the end, whatever your checkout, I mean, you said, do you want a receipt? I think 99% of people say no.
Yeah.
And so you just walk out with stuff. But they said, oh, have you paid for that? What proof have you got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go and check out.
I don't know if you've ever been to Costco, but you put all your stuff in the trolley, it goes through the till, and then as you exit, they get your receipt and they tick it all off, which can take forever. Yeah. Right. But maybe that's a solution. But
that's a wholesale place.
That goes against the whole point of the app doing that.
The thing is, everyone's in a rush nowadays, aren't they? Yeah. That's what it is. Everyone's in a rush.
But
Very important.
Beyond that's level two, say. The next level up is what Amazon are doing in a couple of test stores in the US.
Drone deliveries.
No, I don't know the ins and outs. Is it RFID? Is it radio frequency where you go in and you just pick stuff up? And I don't know what input you have as a customer, but you just go up, pick what you want, and leave a shop, and it bills you. I don't know how it does it.
Scary as fuck.
Retinal scans, maybe.
anal scans.
Yeah, you have to. One short, what he said then.
Okay. Anything else, Mike, on a random factor?
Random factor, get your tractor. I don't think I've got any miscellaneous.
No miscellaneous
debates.
Okay. Mr. Ian Starr, a listener to
Ian Starr.
And guest. Well, when did you see him?
At the Crown North show.
Yeah.
So this was. It was the night when Wolves beat Man United in the FA Cup quarterfinal, I think it was.
Right.
And it's just me, Jono, and Al. Just fancy a night out. Just went to the Dolphin. It was quite busy when the football was on.
Mm.
And there's also a band advertised. We said, oh, when's the band?
Sound Confession, was it?
Huh?
Sound Confession, Ian's band.
No.
All right.
Isn't there a band? We said, when's the band coming out? Because they're cancelled. Then he phoned back 4 hours ago. He said, they're cancelled. So we left there. I went to the Crown Horseshoe, top of Calhoun Hill. Walked in. It was like there was a coach load, must have put up from the special school and pushed over into that bar. I walked in, there was not one normal looking person.
What? So
and
then you saw
Ian Starr. Ian Starr comes around the corner. I recognised him. I thought, I'd chat to him for a bit. And then I was like, is that Ian Starr? Obviously, they don't know him.
Yeah.
I thought, that is him, isn't it? Because then we started chatting my podcast. I was still doubting it.
What?
Is that him?
Yeah.
But I sure it must have been him. But it was like the weirdest night ever.
Mm.
It was like, it must have been like a rugby team or something. They just all seemed a bit weird looking.
Right. Well, if they're listening, that's Rich Brown. Not you, Ian. Not obviously. Anyone else.
No, I didn't mean Ian.
Yeah. No, I know.
Of course.
So, where was I? Ian.
Ian Starr.
I messaged him because I said, have you got anything for us to talk about, any topics, anything like that? He wanted to get your views on Roy Keane and his rant on the modern footballer.
Well, this was a debate on Talk Sport today.
Yeah.
Saying I didn't listen to it, I caught the end of it, saying maybe he's a bit out of touch now with the modern footballer.
Because
he had a bit of debate last night, didn't he, with Gary Neville. Gary Neville was saying that
Darmian's legs are gone, Luke Shaw's legs are gone.
Yeah, he's only 2 yards. But I thought one bit was true, how we're obsessed now with right and back and lean back, right backs, left backs, being how much they go forward. Now, rather than just defending, it's like, oh, how far do they go forward now? Obviously, back in the old days, they were stopping people.
Yeah.
Now a lot of teams start with them being an attack. So the role has changed. But yeah, is he out of touch, not understanding modern football? Because like Ray Parler, who was the guest on, the co-presenter on TalkSport, said that if he was manager of Man United, he'd probably just be tearing into Paul Pogba now.
Mm.
Rather than try to manage it and kind of get him back on, it'd just be like...
On one hand as well, I can see both sides, really. I think Pep Guardiola, if Darmian or whoever didn't make that tackle looked like they just sort of did lose their legs or give up, whatever it was, I couldn't imagine that Guardiola would just let it go, like, for example, Solskjaer. But they're two different styles of manager, aren't they?
I'm sure behind closed doors, Solskjaer isn't going to let it go, is he?
But no, I'm sure if you look through archives footage of Roy Keane, there will be instances where he would have been in similar circumstances. Yeah. But I guess because it was such a high-profile game and...
Oh, it's easy to sit on the stands. We can all sit down on the stands criticising players, but when you've actually been out there and done it, it's not that easy. Yeah. And Dave, if you're playing against a team better than you, then they're better than you, aren't they?
Who's going to win the league, Mike?
You would imagine Man City.
Yeah.
They've got some tough teams, though. I mean, Burnley away is not easy.
We've got Newcastle and Wolves. So
you got Huddersfield as well?
Yeah.
That'd be like 6-0, wouldn't it? Mm. Wolves at home.
The last game of the season.
That'd be difficult.
Just for the record, I want Liverpool to win the league.
Yeah, I think we've blown it now. We should have. Those games we drew a few months back.
10 points ahead, apparently, at one point.
7 at least. Possibly 10, I don't know. But if we lose it, it's our fault.
Mm. And Rich, do you think City will make the playoffs?
I actually don't. Also, I'd like them to now because we've been up there, but I couldn't give a shit if we don't.
Right.
Because this division is perfect for us.
Yeah.
If we go up, we'd be like every game thinking we're going to get thrashed in the Premiership. We'd be celebrating getting a point.
Mm.
You can't enjoy it. You can't tell me Huddersfield and Brighton fans.
But you'd like to experience it, surely.
Yeah, no, nice experience it, but not to get like hammered every game.
No.
If when Wolves ran away with the Championship, you knew they were ready for Premiership.
Yeah.
You knew they were. We can barely scrape into the playoffs in this division.
Yeah.
So for us to go up, it'd be fluky anyway, and we'll just be. It could set us back a few years, I reckon.
Mm.
It's a nice bit, but in the Championship, it's a great division.
Building on what we get, where we finished.
But look at the teams in the top six.
Yeah.
The names like Aston Villa, Leeds, Middlesbrough. There's some big names in there.
Norwich.
And we can, whenever we play a Championship game. I always think we've got a chance of winning it every game. Home and away, I'm not saying we will, but no, I'm confident we win that.
Yeah.
But I know we've got a chance of winning it.
Mm.
You go to the Premiership, it'd be a few day trips to the top sides just for a day out, a good laugh.
Mm.
And then it'd be the games you play against Cardiff, Burnley, and that, who we've played in the league in the last 4 years.
Mm.
So it ain't like we played Man City last year in the Cup, we played Man United in the Cup.
Yeah.
The only team I've never seen City play is Arsenal and Tottenham.
But
I've seen every other team.
To get to the level of your Norwiches, your West Broms, your Villas, do we need to go up and come down?
Yeah, but you can do a Sunderland, can't you? You can go up, come down, lose your best players, and then keep going.
It's a bit of a distribution curve. You've got
consolidate
teams that have gone up, that have struggled, and then struggled and struggled. Teams that have gone up, gone back down, gone up, gone back down. Bournemouth just went up and stayed up, didn't they?
If we get ourselves in a good position and consolidate, we can then start attracting better players.
Yeah.
I think a lot of teams like Chelsea, I think they trust Lee Johnson or Ambrose to say in developing their players.
Mm.
So we will get more. Apparently, went into the last minute, we were getting that Callum Hudson-Odoi, what's his name?
Hudson-Odoi.
Yeah, he was literally on his way down to Ashton Gate.
Right.
But apparently, what's his name? Sarri?
Yeah.
He then
wanted to look at him.
Yeah, he then said, oh, no, we keep him actually. He was on his way down to see. So we've got De Silva, who's brilliant.
Crocked himself now, isn't he?
Palmer's all right. Callas is a good player.
Yeah.
We are bringing the benefits of the loan system at the minute. And we are bringing through your Lloyd Kellys, your kind of Jay Morales. We are bringing through. Just consolidate for a bit in the Championship. Okay. And then
go from there. So you don't think we'll make the playoffs?
No.
Okay.
I think we might make the playoffs. I don't think we'll go up. And I don't really want us to go up.
That was my question. He would have stopped me 5 minutes ago and just said, so will we go up or not?
I'm Fulham are going down, so
Fulham are down.
Never a good day.
That's free West End, that's free West free West London derby track trips.
Cool. All right. Rich, I believe you have a quiz.
Quizzical.
What is the topic and rules?
The topic is real names.
Real names.
So I'm gonna give you the
So you're gonna give us the name of a wrestler and I'll give you their real name.
No, because wrestlers are twats.
Right, okay.
So I'm going to give you the real name, a small description of what that person is, and then you've got to tell me who the celebrity is.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you their birth name.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. If you know it immediately, you can get him.
So do we just say it, or do we say our names first?
Say names first, please.
That's
Michael Pedley.
Yeah.
Right?
You said Michael Pedley, then?
Got a few easy ones.
He just called himself Michael Pedley.
Yeah, I like it.
Never will again.
First one. Maurice Micklewhite.
Mike Pedley. Sir Michael Caine.
Correct. Legendary East End actor, Michael Caine. A few easy ones to get you into the groove. Number two, Reginald Dwight.
Mike Pedley. Elton John.
Gap Tooth piano singer.
Gap
Tooth. Number three, Michael Douglas, Hollywood Batman actor.
Mike Pedley, Michael Keaton.
Correct.
Right.
Number four, Gordon Sumner, a member of the police.
Patch.
Oh.
Sting.
Correct.
Livid.
Number five, Calvin Broadus Jr., rapper with dog breath.
Mike Patch. Pedley. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, Snoop, the whole name, he said Patch. Right?
Snoop Dogg, Doggy Dog.
Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I'll just say Mook in the future. Yeah.
But you're Patch first.
Same.
Number six, Stephanie.
Mike Pedley. Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Stephanie Germanata, a star that was born.
Okay.
Playful.
Number seven, Michael Barrett, Welsh singer who lived in this old house.
Jacob Stevens.
Correct. Number eight, Edson Arantes.
Patch. Pele.
Correct. Number nine, Paul Gadd.
Patch. Gary Glitter.
Correct.
Pedophile.
5'4" now.
Disgraced 70s glam rock singer.
Pedophile.
Number 10, John Bartholomew. Comedian named after a seaside resort.
Mike Pedley, Eric Morecambe.
Correct.
Wow, fair play. 5-5.
That's it.
Oi!
Well, we've got to decide, haven't we? Or do
I have to think one, don't I?
Okay.
Tiebreaker.
Well, I can say one, but then I know the answer, so.
Shit.
I had a question earlier. What are you thinking? I was watching the snooker. I was playing snooker today at All Star Sports Bar.
Where's that?
At the top of Park Street.
Great choice.
Me and young Adam.
But the Weber Spoon.
Yeah, there's four snooker tables.
Oh god.
Oh, your cat.
There's four snooker tables.
Sure.
Fair. Didn't talk yet. Patch is just answering the door.
This is live on the podcast.
Yeah, live.
Hello.
Happening live.
Yeah, we've got hair bands on. We'll post a picture later.
You say hair bands. I got hair. You got a headband.
I just got the band. I did go and play snooker. It was quite an amazing array of pool tables and snooker tables, and darts. All sorts going on at the All Star Sports Bar.
Yeah, it used to be Riley's, didn't it? Riley's Sports Bar.
I can't believe how there must be thousands of pounds worth of equipment in there. Anyway, the snooker was on, and I suddenly thought of a question. I don't know the answer, but you might be able to have a guess.
I probably will.
When did they stop allowing snooker players to smoke at the table?
I'm going to say in the 90s, when they also stopped, because it used to be the Embassy World Championship.
Yeah.
And obviously, that sponsorship stopped.
Yeah, exactly. And Marlborough in Formula One, that's only recently.
John Player Special, remember the black racing car?
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Do you know the answer to that?
No. Should we decide the quiz by. I've got one, but do you want to play for me?
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
By proxy.
Okay, so
this is a tiebreak question, is it?
I could use on purpose.
So, you could. Name first and an explanation. Okay. Harry.
Am I going to know it? Cliff Richard. Rich Brown, Harry Webb.
Mike Pedley wins. I thank you.
That's a bit of an obvious one, isn't it? Right.
He didn't go.
Right, whatever.
He didn't go, yeah. And he didn't know it. So
I thought it was going to be, how tall is the Empire State Building to the nearest foot?
And then I'd be like, that's a strange real name, isn't it?
Yeah. That rolled off the tongue.
That's
a big birth certificate.
Yeah, exactly.
Not bad quiz, is that right? That quiz?
That was good.
It's very good. I enjoyed it.
Next one,
I do wonder if my voice is getting picked up by this.
Yeah, next one I'll do, it will be wrestlers and.
Oh, don't worry, because I'm not eight, am I?
No.
I'm not 8 years old.
Britain's Got Talent. How are you enjoying it so far, Rich?
Shit, because...
Oh, dear.
Well, I've only seen one of them, and that was the last. So, I saw one of them, yeah?
Which one? First one?
No, this one's just gone. Yeah, the fat Indian bloke who danced.
Yeah, bloke.
Boy.
He's been on Ellen.
Ooh.
The chat show in America. He's been on India's Got Talent. He's done loads. Barbara Knight. She was in Phoenix Nights as Holy Mary. She was in Carnation Street.
Was that her?
Yeah. Remember Holy Mary in Phoenix Nights?
Yeah. The one that put the love eggs inside her.
Yeah, church. Yeah. You are. What's missing? You are. No, remember church?
I don't remember that.
Remember Holy Mary?
I know. Right
behind the bar.
Behind the bar, yeah.
Like religious one.
Yeah. That was her, is it?
That's part, yeah.
Right.
So she's a professional comedian.
So she's had her career.
And she's been in Carnation Street.
Right,
and then all of a sudden she's done an amateur talent show.
Yeah.
We know this, don't we? But they do send talent scouts around the country trying to find acts.
Justin, wasn't it?
Yeah, Justin Lee Collins. Yeah. Hi, Justin.
Hi.
Yeah.
It's quite camp.
So you're all getting conned.
Yeah.
Look, he deserved that golden buzzer, man.
Who was that?
No.
That fat kid doing the bloody...
It's because he said he's dancing for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't like the golden buzzer for that.
Plus, he's done loads. He's been on. He's on the circuit.
Do you ever watch Britain's Got More Talent?
No. Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah.
No.
I actually find it very, very amusing.
I don't mind Stephen Mulhern. I think it's quite fun on Catchphrase.
He featured in episode one of Three Peeps in the podcast, didn't he? Stephen Mulhern. Do you remember?
He might have done.
What was that?
It's not important.
It's not
important.
A precise moment.
Was he also the magician who didn't have a magician on, who had a mask on?
Yeah. And they reckon it's Stephen Mulhern.
Yeah, because he's a magician, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I don't get... A lot of it feels set up.
That'd be amazing if it was.
A lot of it feels quite set up and staged.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, but examples in case.
And that bloke, when you wish upon us. how is that getting through? How is that getting through?
But,
Just ridiculous.
He didn't even explain what he was doing.
Yeah, you
need to explain what you're doing. So, you think you're genuinely singing?
I just love the fact that you sit there watching it.
Yeah, I actually, because I've done the Lodge at Cheddar's Woods and everyone else has wanted to watch it.
Give me 2 years ago, watch an episode here and record it.
We did when Britain had talent.
You've got Alan Deck coming out and standing in his face, laughing at in his face, and he still gets through.
Yeah.
It's just a joke.
But some of the stage...
And how is it? You mentioned this before.
Here we go.
How is it? What? So all of a sudden... Someone in the audience got a microphone by the way, just as they talk.
Yeah, so you just pass the audience. Talking. Oh, it's brilliant. They're really good that.
Mm. Yeah.
How can we? What?
Yeah. Stage. What do you do? Obviously, I'm getting out of bed in the morning.
Oh,
when we're filming, can you just say this when the camera, when the microphone? That's what they do.
Yeah, and then Simon going up on stage and getting knives thrown at him.
Yeah.
Like that wasn't set up before. What we do is when you finish, we chat to you and we suggest.
And Amanda's going to go,
fair play to him for doing it though, because you can't really.
You stood that far away from him.
I know, but you've still got to put a lot of trust in someone.
I'll do it after the show. Standing in trouble, I'll throw a few knives around you.
No, thank you. Well, is it the end of the month where it's on every night?
Normally, I hope so. We'll try and get you round
for one of them.
But
yeah,
you know nothing's gonna happen because they weren't shot on TV.
Well, exactly. I said to Vic, we would know if he died.
Exactly. Yes. There's people in the audience going, oh, I can't believe it, bloody Amanda effing Holden.
Oh, what's she on it for? What talent she got? How can she judge anything?
Yeah, I don't know how she. Like how is she on it?
That's like Stevie Wonder judging a Miss Beauty competition.
Her only talent was sucking the penis of
Neil Morrissey.
No, who was it?
Les Dennis. And Chandler Ferry.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't pull over on a motorway. That was Kathy from EastEnders.
Kathy Bill. Yeah. That's not standard. That's true.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
And she was in some shit comedies that didn't ever take off. Kiss Me Kate, what it was called.
She's busy. She's got no talent.
She's shit.
She's only talent. Is it libelous? So I can't say these things.
Can you do an impression of the other female judge?
I don't know.
What's
her name?
Alicia Dixon. How long's Dave Williams going to keep up this pretense that he's gay or...
Look at me. Oh, I'm camp.
Oh, come back. Yeah.
You do that every fucking episode. Yeah.
It's not funny.
But I do like him.
I'm sure he's a bloody nice
guy. I think he makes it. Oh, David.
Yeah, but he's playing
and he does a little wave.
He does go up to Simon an awful lot.
Every episode.
We've seen that for the last three or four years.
Listen, David Williams. David, real name David Williams.
Yeah.
How long did it take to choose that stage name?
That one in the quiz.
Yeah, good point. Mm. If you are homosexual, that is fine, yeah? Be homosexual, be happy. Yeah. That's where you want to be in life, be happy.
What if he's both?
Bisexual or pansexual.
Because he was married, wasn't he? And had a child, but so did Elton John.
I don't think they had a child.
Oh, right, okay.
Ooh, I'm not sure.
But he's ably flamboyant about it.
Mm. Yeah. And why did he cry at the school kids? Cried at the school kids because he enjoyed the performance and the emotion and the enjoyment they gave.
Yeah, we will have a live Britain's Got Talent episode.
We call it episode Gogglebox.
Yeah. Love a bit of Gogglebox.
And then we'll send it into Gogglebox. And,
this is what you're missing on.
But there was on Lad Bible or something, there was an advert saying that they're looking for Gogglebox people. Send in your applications, and I'd already contacted. I had a contact.
Sure.
I sent them a mail months and months ago, and they said the only way they'd do it
is on the street. You said
is via street casting.
Rubbish.
Yeah,
that's what those 12 women walking around, right?
But
from Bristol.
The Lad Bible advert was incorrect.
Right. So there's no way those 12 dears from Bristol were walking around.
Yeah, they were. Bedford Street.
Bollocks.
What, East Street or
East Street, yeah.
Oh, what, it's fuller than that. It's fuller than East Street.
What, Dwayne Plummer and his footballing brother.
Another? I think East Street, they could make a whole TV show about that place. There's so many characters there.
Maybe we should do it.
What street?
Honestly, yeah, can we?
Who street?
East Street in Bedminster. Yeah. Isn't that, people are lovely, but what I mean one is guy you walks, have some characters. One
guy cycles up and down with plastic bags hanging around his neck.
Yeah.
Another one's got a...
There's a chicken man in there, a man that dresses up as a chicken and makes chicken noises.
Yeah.
Did you...
I do like Terry the Odd Job Man. Have you ever seen him on?
Yeah.
There's a bloke...
Bleeding
air. Oh, yeah. There's a... I think his name's Michael Sledhouse or Sled something. But he was walking along in St. Werburgh's with a wooden, like a mini house on his head.
Oh, everybody
mini house. It had lights down the side. And out of a chimney,
blue flame,
flame would come out. But the flame had music blasting out.
Yeah, a musical.
Some dubstep or something. And the flame would go higher as a beat hit.
Where was this?
St. Werburgh's.
Why haven't we been down there and filmed him?
I saw him today.
Wow, that is awesome.
But he's on, I'll show you his name afterwards. He's on Twitter, maybe you can contact him.
The dance man never came on the podcast, did he? Dancing.
Disco Bunny.
Disco Bunny.
Do you remember Stan the Man? Was that before your. There used to be a breakdown in town, you used to tap dance in the middle of the Broadmead with a pair of leather shorts on. Called Stan the Man. Stan the Man, the Dancing Dynamo.
Yeah.
That's for the older.
Well, it wasn't Stan the Man. It was
something for the old people.
It was Stan Z Man.
All of the demographics are served on this podcast.
Yep, absolutely.
Mr. Clive wants to recognise him.
Okay.
All right, Clive, remember Stan Zedman, the dancing man?
Just two things left on the agenda for me.
Recommendations
recommendations or Room of Doom, which would you like to do first?
Ooh. Oh, I haven't got... There's a new series of Not Going Out. That's quite funny.
So we're doing recommendations.
All right.
Not Going Out. Question for you on that.
I'll tell you what.
How did the girl that was in the office, you know, that is now in Not Going Out...
Dawn.
Love it, Dawn.
No, not Dawn. It was
Paramilkers.
David's.
He was just looking after her. Wasn't
Tunnel. Yeah. Tunnel.
What was her name? In it.
Donna.
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 I know it was D.
Donna. The Tunnel Band.
Willy and Nilly.
So when I watched Not Going Out,
do you receive any swooling goods?
Maybe season one or season two. She hated Lee Mack's character.
And then the next kids.
Episode, they're married with three kids. How does that work?
It's not really next episode, is it? It was like 10 years, 10 series.
Was there any explanation of how he won her round? Ever?
I think he just wore her down. I think he just persevered over and over time.
Isn't it modern love? That the woman always pretends to hate the man. I mean,
she doth protest to
him.
But it was a
gap. That means I have a lot of potential wives out there.
But there was a gap between them getting together and then having three kids and a new whole new house.
Right.
That wasn't ever explained.
Right, okay.
But when I watched it in the week, it said, not the scheduled episode, so that episode about them going away with their friends to a cottage.
Mm.
But I went on iPlayer and it was the original episode, which is them going for a parachute jump. So I'd wonder what happened in the week. Did anyone die of a parachute jump or a plane crash this week?
I don't know.
Don't think so. Because
they didn't show it on TV, but then they showed this one on.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's well written. It's so well written.
Okay.
I know it's all one-liners. It's all puns, one-liners. But it's family-friendly.
Okay.
And it's clever. You can see the joke coming a mile off sometimes.
A lot of good
but it's clever, style. Clever, clever, clever.
Yeah. Okay. One for
not
me that,
going out.
That neither of you are,
Series 10.
Neither of you have watched or will watch, but obviously Game of Thrones season 8.
Series 8, yep.
Is
people
now out.
Wanking over it.
It's absolutely amazing. I honestly cannot wait for the next episode. I may even get up Monday morning 2 a.m. to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. No, I believe
But yeah, you're not interested. Someone recommended to me as a recommendation Fleabag. Have you ever watched that?
Never have.
No, I want to, though.
I started watching one episode and I just couldn't...
I watched the first episode.
I've never watched
Very
White...
sexual.
I've never watched White Gold. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good.
I've watched one episode, the first ever episode of the series 1.
Yeah, you'd like that.
I've never gone back to it.
Really?
No, I don't know why.
Oh. I did all of those.
I'd like that, because it's in the 80s, isn't it?
Yeah, done those.
But Fleabag is about, obviously, it's about this girl, upset, like a semi-posh girl, I'd say.
Mm.
But it's very sexual.
Tits in it?
Yeah.
Well, there's bare tits. Yeah. Bare breasts.
Yes.
Ritual.
What, real tits? What, just her tits or guest tits?
Others.
I've
only watched two episodes, but I can remember seeing at least two breasts.
What time are we finishing this podcast?
They do come in twos, don't they?
Oh, lovely pair.
Two sets.
There's two sets of breasts.
And it is funny, but yeah, it's almost a bit over the top okay. in terms of what's the language.
What's
used.
The synopsis?
She's just basically a bit of a dead end in life.
But she's posh.
Posh and a bit of a slag.
Is her parents like upset? Like a bit like Miranda, where
have we met her parents?
Posh parents.
Oh no, we have met. Her mother-in-law is Olivia Colman.
Oh right, yeah. Okay. Peep Show fame slash yeah,
and they,
Oscar fame.
And they hate each other.
Sure.
And her dad, I can't remember if her dad's anyone famous or not.
But, David Common.
But yeah, give it a watch if you can, and we'll have a chat about
it. I'll watch it now, because just episode. For breasts.
Well,
yeah.
There are enough breasts on tape nowadays.
Chicken breast.
Oh, no celebrities. Like back in the day, you used to get them out just to make you work your way in life, but now no one seems to want to get them out.
Yeah. Do
you watch I don't like body doubles. It's like you're conned, isn't it?
Yeah.
How
do you know? Just because they come out afterwards and say, that's not my body.
Yeah, or CGI tits.
Right.
CGI
tits?
I've never seen that pop in Total Recall.
Well, weren't there a pair of breasts in Game of Thrones, that Maisie Williams? And someone said, oh, maybe they were CGI'd. Didn't she do a...
Maisie Williams had a nude scene in the last episode.
Yeah, so it said. Yeah,
it wasn't CGI, though.
How do you know?
Because he asked it down.
Do you see her face in him?
Yeah, asked it yes. down.
But you don't see... Yes, you don't then. See any areoli.
No, the side boobs.
Side. Side on.
Don't waste time, viewers.
Areola, that's the name of the Paris Saint-Germain goalkeeper.
Thank you.
His right surname is tip-based, yeah.
Mike, any recommendations?
The only thing I really watched is on Netflix, Ted Bundy tapes.
Yeah. I started watching that.
I watched that. That was a recommendation of mine a couple of weeks
ago. Oh, I see. I very much apologise for that. But
that is the one where it's that bloke who interviewed him back in the day.
Yeah.
No, I really enjoyed
it. Why has it only been released now?
Don't know, I enjoyed it. Coincidentally, I think it is coincidentally, because this might have been on Netflix for a while, but there's a film coming out, isn't there, with Zac Efron. But it's a Sky-produced film, which makes me think it might be shit.
It's Sky Cinema and movie release on the same day, May the 6th.
A lot of those films are shit.
But I will watch that.
I
did like all three of High School Musicals.
Yeah.
And
I think you need to watch it.
I think my daughter would like it. That name.
Yeah. Zac Efron. Oh, your daughter would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Zac Efron's in it, and for Big Bang Theory fans, it's Sheldon, isn't it?
Oh, yes, he is. He's a lawyer. He's a lawyer or something.
I think he's a lawyer. I think not for something. I think he's a lawyer. Yeah, he's a lawyer.
Oh, and just very quickly, I did watch Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again last night.
What genuine shame.
And the actress who plays... who's the one in the first one, the main character? Meryl Streep. Yes. The actress who plays a young Meryl Streep, very much interested in.
What's her name?
Lily something.
Savage?
No, Lily...
Alan?
Lily White? I don't know, but...
Dennis Lilly, do you want me to look it up on Wikipedia?
Can do, yeah. Go on. We're just film.
So you're mainly watching that at the moment, are you?
Well, you'd like to know whether she's been naked in anything.
Was it DJ Skin or something? Dr. Skin?
DJ Skin.
I've watched all of that, and I'm looking forward to the film, but now I want to know, what do I watch next on Netflix?
Okay.
I have a few... I'll give you a few options.
Yeah.
Umbrella Academy...
Well, I watched the first four episodes.
Lily James. Like Duncan James.
James. Yeah, she's actually in a Sky Mobile advert at the moment as well. Umbrella Academy. I watched the first four episodes and it didn't...
6 on 10?
Didn't grab me.
Okay.
But apparently I need to carry on watching it. How about the OA? Did you watch that? When it was out.
Again, I probably got to a similar stage as you did with that. Probably got to a similar level as you did with this other one.
Yeah.
I kind of just got a bit weird. I don't think I watched all of it, no. There's a second series, isn't there?
There is, second season.
Series.
So I keep meaning to watch that next, but
yeah.
I'm currently going back through and watching all of Game of Thrones again.
Okay. There was a list of things I should watch on Netflix, but I guess. Sort of can recommend.
Turn out right
down. I like documentaries.
You need to watch the Dirty John then. Because that is a real. It's not a documentary, it's a real life series.
Okay. Just watching a clip of something.
There they are.
Yep.
There we are again.
That is first class.
that is super.
Right.
It's Premier League.
Well, quickly move on to Room of Doom.
You've
got nothing?
No, I don't think so, no.
Okay, well, you can judge between the two of us.
Thank you.
So we don't get a vote today. Mine is quite simple. It's people who say they're going
to... office-based?
No, people who say they're going to attend an event and then bail out at the last minute. Or even the day before.
Jimmy Hall.
Bailouts, they're called.
Bailouts, yeah.
If, if they've got
a valid reason...
Like a death in family.
Yep, that's absolutely fine.
Sure.
If there's a valid reason, great. And they'll try and make one up. But if it's like they've been double booked or something, that's a terrible excuse because that's bad diary management.
But have you not ever seen these adverts by when people got anxiety? You should never judge someone because you don't know what they're going through.
Yeah. There's always a number you can phone though, please. But so bailouts. Marathons. Bailouts or BO. It stinks.
BOs.
It stinks.
Yeah. It stinks. I recently arranged a work event. And there's people leaving the team, there's people joining the team due to like a bit of a restructure, if you will.
A rejig.
And 41 accepted, 22 showed up.
That's a shame.
All the best ones show up.
Some of them. All the best ones. So, yeah.
If I say I'm going to go to something...
He very well goes.
I'll be there. Yeah?
To be honest, I either say no, or I say... just enjoy. Maybe.
But some people will say, oh, yeah.
No, I can't do that.
And then, like 2 weeks before, 2 weeks later, when it's the day before, you say, you still come in tomorrow? Oh, what was it? When was it again?
Yeah, I might go back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or our work's due.
Yeah, I can't. I'm no good at that, because I'm not really good at lying.
Mm.
So that's why I say maybe. And just leave it open-ended.
Yeah, I would say no. Or yes.
If I definitely wasn't, but... I just like to play it. I like to play it casual.
You know when you send a meeting invite at work and the options are accept, decline, or tentative.
Yeah.
I don't think tentative should be an option.
No, exactly. It shouldn't. Yeah.
Should that basically means
this is a meeting. You need to attend.
I've got nothing else better to do, I'll be there.
I'll squeeze you in.
Yeah. Right, Rich. What have you got?
Mine is up until tonight. Housing estates, inadequate parking for guests. I've had to park miles from you. Right?
Have you?
I had to get an Uber to get here.
Okay.
If that was miles, I could easily lose weight because I can do it. But
the thing is, they pack these houses in, don't they? This isn't enough in your estate. Yeah. This is any estate. They pack these houses in. They give you like a space for two cars, and that's it. But
people have got like 10 cars.
And it's like mazes, isn't it? It's like little mazes, little rat runs. So, yeah. And there's a lot of double yellow lines outside your area. Aren't
there? People
who visit my house have got no space for them to. They're like either blocking someone's drive. So it's. Not enough parking.
What
do
you suggest? A multi-story outside my house. Have you thought about this?
What do you think?
A field.
someone take in. Excuse me. Bob Fleming here.
What? Yeah. Maybe just like a little parking area for like, say, but not for residents.
So every new housing estate built should have additional parking, like a big car park next to it.
No, not a big car park, like a little section for each kind of little
do you think
group of houses.
Families should only be allowed one car, like families are only allowed one child in China.
Well, no, exactly. Donald Trump now. Yeah. Well, no, why is it suddenly a new thing that everyone's got a car in their house? Didn't kids have cars back then when I was young? We have this discussion. I'll tell you why this is worse. Because people bring in their commercial vehicles now.
Oh, yeah.
They never used to.
Van,
big van, man.
Able fit van.
And I didn't know this, but there's a tax, apparently. There's a tax attached to that. If you work, you've got to take your work van home. All right. The company owner, they should pay tax.
Okay. Well, Mike, which one do you think?
It pains me to say it, because I dislike you speaking over me, but Patrick Warner wins.
Thank you.
Shut up, that never happens.
Rich complaining, like
you
it.
Just
we'll be the same.
We'll leave it there then, because I've won. thanks for joining us. It's been a pleasure to speak to you. I mean, them, not you two.
No.
We'll be back with episode 80 in a few weeks' time.
Look forward to it.
Is that 1 hour? Is that? Yeah.
And actually, we are 24 listens away from 17,000 listeners.
So listen to it 23 times.
So I'm sure this episode will take us sailing past that milestone. Yeah. So
going global. We're going
17,000 and not out. Bye for now.
Slaters.